The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simin Sadi Dalid of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Eruvei Chatzeros. Let's start with an introduction. We previously learned the laws of Hotza'ah, of transferring from one domain to another. We learned that it is forbidden to transfer any article on Shabbos from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, or from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid. This is a prohibition which is from the Torah. A Rishus HaYachid is defined as any area which is enclosed by a wall or by a gate, while a Rishus HaRabim is generally defined by an open area which is not enclosed and is either a major public thoroughfare or has many people who are regularly using it. It would certainly be permissible to carry from a Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. So, for example, in the common scenario where multiple families share a single courtyard, it would be permissible for them to carry from the Torah, from the courtyard to the homes, or from their homes to the courtyard, as well as from a home to an adjacent home. In all of these cases, it would be permissible min haTorah to carry there as long as the entire area is enclosed. However, Chazal were concerned that if people would be allowed to carry in such areas, they might confuse the common courtyard with a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore they forbade carrying from a private home to a courtyard, or from a courtyard to a private home, as well as from one Rishus HaYachid to an adjacent Rishus HaYachid. Now, this is not merely prohibiting transferring in a situation of a courtyard. It would apply to any area where multiple families have the right to make use of it. So, for example, a hallway in an apartment building would also fall under this prohibition, as well as a common stairwell, which is used by multiple families, could not be used on Shabbos in a way that people are transferring from their private homes to the common area, or vice versa. However, one thing that was not prohibited was to carry from one area of the courtyard to another. Chazal did not feel that was similar to carrying within Rishus HaRabim, and their only concern was to carry from a private home to the courtyard and from the courtyard to a private home, as well as from one private home to an adjacent one. But within the common courtyard, it would be permissible to carry as long as there is an enclosure going around it. But one thing is for sure. If a family has their own private backyard that is only accessible to their own family, there is certainly no prohibition to carry from the backyard to the home, from the home to the backyard, as long as the backyard is enclosed by a fence or walls, because that would not resemble a situation of a Rishus HaRabim, since it is merely one family that has the right to make use of it. This prohibition of carrying from someone's private home to a courtyard and from the courtyard to a private home could make life very difficult for people who regularly use the courtyard or who commonly transfer things from one home to another. So Chazal have a solution for this, and it is known as an Eruv Chatzeros. By making an Eruv Chatzeros, it would be permissible to carry from a home to a courtyard, from a courtyard to a home, and from one home to an adjacent home. The mechanism through which this works is by removing the resemblance of the common courtyard to being like a Rishus HaRabim. And since just like in a household where there are multiple family members, no one would consider that to look like a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it would be certainly be permissible for them to carry within the house or within their enclosed backyard, Chazal had a method through which the common courtyard can be viewed as a backyard of multiple families by making the multiple families resemble one single large family. And the way to do that is by having them share food. Not that they have to share all their food, but there has to be some element of shared food among them, so that if there would be a contribution that is made by each family of the courtyard to a selection of shared food, which would be kept in the home of one private person, then to some degree they would be viewed as one large family, and then they would be allowed to transfer there as much as they want. In fact, one family or one person could contribute all the food on behalf of the entire courtyard. And as long as the food is being kept in the home of a private dwelling within the courtyard, it would then be permissible for them to carry within the entire courtyard. This is known as an Eruv Chatzeros. So let's see Halacha Aleph. Shnei Yisraelim o Yoser, if there are two or more Jews, Hadarim b'chatzer echad, that dwell within a single courtyard. Ko echad b'cheder b'fnei atzmo, each one is in his independent apartment. Asur l'taltel lo min habatim l'chatzer, v'lo min ha-chatzer l'batim, it is forbidden to transfer anything from the homes to the courtyard or from the courtyard to the homes, v'lo mi bayis l'bayis, afilu below derech hachatzer, as well as they could not transfer from one home to an adjacent home without going through the courtyard. Kigon sheyesh pesach o chalon bein beis hashozeh lebeis hashozeh, where, for example, if there is a doorway or a window going from one home to the adjacent home, in all of these cases, asurin letalto derech sham, it will be forbidden to transfer through this means. Umitzvah aleihem lasos eruv chatzeros shelo yavo l'dei mikshol. It is a mitzvah upon them to construct an eruv chatzeros in order that they do not come to stumble and carry in the forbidden manner, meaning from the home to the courtyard, from the courtyard to the home. Now, we must point out right away that this should not be confused with the community-wide Erev or the city-wide Erev, which is common in areas in which there's a Jewish community, where they allow carrying in the streets by means of making a Tzuros HaPesach going around the city. That's how they use poles and strings. That halacha of the community-wide Erev will be discussed at the end of this siman. But the majority of the chapter is discussing a simple case where multiple families share the same courtyard. In Halacha Beis, we start off by discussing whether families in multiple chatzeros, meaning that they are in adjacent courtyards, would be allowed to carry from one courtyard to another by means of an Erev. He says, Shtei chatzeros sheyesh b'neim pesach. If there are two courtyards that have a doorway between them, Im rotzim, if they want, osim kol b'nei hachatze erev echad b'fnei atzma, all of the members of each courtyard can make their own erev, umutarim kol b'nei hachatze letalto b'chatze shelahem, and thereby all of the members of each chatzer would be allowed to transfer articles within their own courtyard, meaning from their homes to the courtyard and from the courtyard to the homes. Aval asurim letalto mechatzer lachatzer kelim sheshav subabayis, but they would be forbidden to transfer articles which rested in people's private homes from one courtyard to another, meaning they would be entitled to carry articles from the home to the courtyard, but what they could not do is take it from the home to their own courtyard and from there to the second courtyard. V'im rotzim, and if they want, osim kol hadarim b'shtei chatzeros eruv echad, they could have all of the occupants of the two courtyards make a single eruv, kidei shiyu mutarim letalto gam michatzer lachatzer, in order that they would be allowed to transfer even from one courtyard to the adjacent one, afilo kelim shashovsu babayis, even those articles that rested in private homes. V'im yesh bein hachatzeros afilo rak chalon, and if there is between the adjacent courtyards even merely a window, meaning not a door, but just a window, shehu lekoa pachos rochav dalet tfachim vegova dalet tfachim, which at the very least has the dimensions of 4x4 tfachim, vehu besoch yud tfachim samach laaretz, and it is within 10 tfachim close to the ground, ve'ein bo seriga, and there's no mesh or screen covering it, gamkein yecholin la'arev biyachad, they would also be allowed to make a single Erev together, because a window of these dimensions is considered to be an opening and is allowing access between the two courtyards. If there wouldn't be that window and there would be no other doorway, then we could not consider members of the two courtyards to be one single entity. And that's what he says, avo pachos mizeh, if it's less than these dimensions, ein yecholon la'arev biyachad, they could not make a single erev. V'im yesh chalon bein shnei batim, if there is a window between two homes, not two courtyards, but two private homes, afilu hu gavoa l'mayla miyutfachim, even if the window is above 10 tfachim, yecholun la'arev biyachad, then they would be allowed to make a single erev, mishum debesa command the mal yudami, because we view the airspace of each home to be halakhically considered as if it is filled up with things, so much so that anything that is above 10 tfachim, it's as if it is below 10 tfachim, because we consider the area to be below the window to be filled up with articles. This is a halacha concept that is found in the Gemara. Halacha Gimel. Shtei chatzeros zu lefnim mizu. If there are two courtyards, one which is enclosed within the other, ubnei hachatzer hapnimis ein lehem derech el harachov, whereas members of the internal courtyard do not have any means to get to the street, rak derech hachatzer hachitzana, other than to go through the outer courtyard, sheyesh pesach bein hachatzeros v'derech sham hochem, in a way that there is an opening between, a doorway between the two courtyards, and that people travel through that opening. Imrotzim, if they want, ma'arvin erev echad biyachad, they would be entitled to make a single erev collectively, and thereby to transfer from one courtyard to another. Im lo erevu biyachad, if they did not make a single erev, im b'nei hapnimis levad erevu, if the members of the internal courtyard made their own erev, hein mutarim letalto b'chatzer shelahem, they would be permitted to carry within their own courtyard, ubnei hachitzonah asurim, while members of the external courtyard would not be entitled to transfer anything because they did not make their own eruv. V'im bnei hapnimis lo ervo. Conversely, let's say the members of the internal courtyard did not make an eruv. Ela bnei hachitzona levadam, but members of the external courtyard did make an eruv. Lo mahani lahem ha'eruv. Their eruv does not work. Ki me'acha shebnei hapnimis yesh lahem drisas harego. Derech hachatzer hachitzona. Since members of the internal courtyard have the access right to go through the external courtyard, and the members of the internal courtyard did not join in on the Erev, Heim Osrim Aleihem, so then they would forbid transferring items upon even the members of the external courtyard. And no one would be allowed to carry from one courtyard to the other. V'zehu dafka im b'nei hapnimis lo ervo. But this is only if members of the internal courtyard did not make an eriv, and only members of the external courtyard did. Da'oz, because in this case, dekeven shehem osrim ze al ze bimkomam, since the members of the internal courtyard would, by the lack of making an Erev, be prohibiting other members of their own courtyard to carry within it. So it means that the people walking there are forbidden in their place. So that the principle is that once people forbid transferring within their own courtyard, then they would also forbid transferring within the courtyard that they use to connect to the street. Meaning that since the members of the internal courtyard are not allowed to carry within their own courtyard, they would also prohibit carrying in the external courtyard because that is their only means of getting to the street. And consequently, even members of the external courtyard would not be allowed to carry within their own courtyard. Aval im ervu gam heim b'fnei atzmam. But let's say members of the external courtyard and members of the internal courtyard, each one made their own eruv. She'oz mutar motalta b'mkomam. In this case, each group is permitted to carry in their own location. That means that the people walking there would be permitted to carry in their own place. In this case, they do not forbid carrying in the external courtyard either. Similarly, let's say the internal courtyard only has a single Jew who's dwelling there. She'eino osu bimkomo. So the rule is that he does not forbid carrying in that courtyard because there aren't multiple Jewish families there. So then, gam al hachitzona eino osa. He also does not forbid people to carry in the external courtyard. V'im bapnimis darim shnayim velo ervo. However, let's say in the internal courtyard, there are at least two Jews who did not make an Erev. Afal pi shebechitzono eino dar ela echad. Even though in the external courtyard there's only a single Jew dwelling there, kevan dehavile rega ho asur bimkoma osrim gamal yochid. Since the internal courtyard consists of a situation where they cannot carry, the members of the courtyard cannot carry within their own courtyard, then they even forbid carrying in the external courtyard, even though the external courtyard only has a single Jew who otherwise would not be required to make an Erev Chatzeres because there's no other Jewish members who share the same courtyard. Nevertheless, it would be forbidden for everyone to carry there. In Halacha Dalad, we extend the principle of two chatzeros, which one is enclosed by the other one, and we talk about a similar case which would have the same halacha. Batim habinuyim ba'aliyah. If there are apartments that are built in the upstairs of a building, meaning that the lower part of building is owned by one family, and the upper part is occupied by a different family. V'lifneihem mirpeset shemimenu yordim b'madregos l'stocha chatzer. And the upstairs apartment has a balcony from which one could descend down steps into the courtyard. And from the courtyard, they could go out to the public domain. Even though it is not necessary for the members of the upstairs apartment to go through the downstairs apartment in order to get out, dinam gamkein kishtei chatzera zu lifnim zu, it is still halachically classified as two courtyards, one within the other. V'hamer peset he kemo chatzer pnimis, and the balcony is considered like an internal courtyard from which one would go to the external courtyard. And therefore, if members of the internal courtyard have not made their own Erev, they would forbid everyone from carrying even in the external courtyard. Unless, of course, they all shared a single Erev. Halacha hei. Bayis sheyesh bo shtei diros. A house which incorporates within it two apartments. Dahainu, this means to say, sheyesh prozdor, that there is a hallway, ashederach ze nichnasim ladirazu, vegam ladirazu, through which members of each apartment can get to their own private dwelling. Vidorim bishtei hadiros shnei balibatim, and there are two families that dwell in the two apartments. Asurim lahotzi afilu mibayas leprozdar. It is forbidden for them to transfer items even from their private apartment to the hallway, because the hallway would have the status of being like a courtyard. V'chein afilu bedira achas. Similarly, the same thing would be true even within a single apartment, shehi chaluka l'shnei chadarim, which is subdivided into two rooms, v'darim behem shnayim, and there are two people that dwell there, afal pi shehapnimi ein lo pesach, elo lahachitzon, even though the internal one does not have any way of getting out other than through the external room, and from the external room they go out to the courtyard, nevertheless they would be forbidden to carry even from one room to the other, until they would make an Erev. In other words, in this case, since each member has their own private room, we're talking about a case where they do not share food. It's not members of the same family. So it would be forbidden for them to carry there until they make an Erev. But if both homes or apartments are owned by a single person, Fahu hischer dira lachavero, and he rents out an apartment to his friend, v'yeshlo gam kem sham tfisas yad, but he has some element of legal rights to the apartment, ayin b'zeh b'shulchan aruch simin shin ayin, u'b'chayodim klau ayin gimel simin gimel simin dalet, see the halachas as they are described there. It could be that if there's a single landlord that has some element of access rights to all of the areas, then they do not need an Erev Chatzeros at all. Until now, we were describing different types of scenarios in which a Ruve Chatzeros would be necessary in order to allow transferring there. Now we're ready to discuss how to actually make the Erev itself. Halacha Vav. Ketzad Osin Esa Erev Min HaMuvchar. What is the ideal method of making the Erev? Echad Mibali HaBotim Shebechatzer. One of the homeowners in the courtyard. By the way, it doesn't have to be necessarily homeowners, but a renter also qualifies. Lokeach be'erev Shabbos kikar echad shalem. Before Shabbos, he would take a complete loaf, mishalo, which belongs to himself. Now, according to the Mishnah Brura, if it is his own loaf, it does not have to be shalem, it does not need to be complete. It could even be partial. Umizaka oso ayide acher, lucho hadara bechatzer, and he transfers ownership of the bread to all of the members of the courtyard by means of another person. Dahainu, this means to say, sha'omer le'echad belashon, shehu mevi inyun zeh, he says to a person in a language that the other one understands, kach kikar zeh, take this loaf, uzechei bo bishvil kol ha-yisraelim ha-dorim b'chatzah zeh, and acquire it on behalf of all of the Jews who dwell in this courtyard, o b'chatzeros elo, or in these multiple courtyards, v'lokeach zeh es ha-kikar, and the other person takes the loaf and lifts it up a tefach, and through this an acquisition is made on behalf of all of the members of the courtyard. See, the rule is that the person who is giving over the item cannot be the same person who is on the recipient side. So you need at least two people to allow the acquisition to take place. Now there is a bracha to be made upon doing this. He says, "Vama'arev lokcho," and the one who is making the erev takes it, mimeno from him, umavarech, and he recites a bracha, "Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvasa V'Tzivanu Al Mitzvas Erev." The Hashem has commanded us on the mitzvah of making an erev. Then the Mishnah Berura says that really the bracha is supposed to be made before the loaf is acquired and transferred to the other party. For Omer, and then after the bracha is said, he says the following, Behadein Eruva Yehesharei Lana, through this Erev it will be permissible for us, La'afokei U'la'ayolei Minabatim L'chatzer, to transfer from homes to the courtyard and from the courtyard to the homes, umibayis labayis, lekol Yisrael, and from one home to another home for all Jews, hadarim bebatim shebechatzar zeh, that live in the homes in this courtyard. V'kevan shekulam zachu b'kikar zeh, since they have all acquired some degree of ownership of this loaf, ubehachnosa Shabbos humunach bebayis hazer shoham arev, and at the onset of Shabbos, the loaf is resting in the home of the person who made the erev. Nechshavim ki ilu kulam daru bebayis hazer. All of the members of the courtyard are considered as if they all, to some degree, dwell in this home. Ulachain mutarim letalto mibatim lachatzar mechatzar lebatim mekoachatzar, and they are now permissible to carry from the homes to the courtyard, from the courtyards to the homes, and throughout the entire courtyard. Because on some halachic level, they are considered as if they are one family, and it is now permissible for them to carry there.